through the power of the Holy Spirit, we come back to life. That's how the final revival among God's people comes from the books of Daniel and Revelation, and it is founded upon verse 41 of Daniel 11. And if you do not understand prophetically who these three tribes are, then you don't recognize that they're modern Babylon, and that it's out of modern Babylon that people will come and join with God's people under the loud cry message, which is come out of Babylon. Now, back to Gideon. This first presentation, by the way, is just setting some of the premises for following presentations. So we're moving through some things rather quickly, and we're going to pick up on them later. We see it in the 10 verses that we read here in Judges 6 to open up with, the ones we're looking at, that the children of Israel finally cry to the Lord because of their disobedience and because they're oppressed. And the Lord sends them a prophet. And this is what the prophet says. What's he say? He points them back into history. He says, the Lord delivered you from Egypt. Brothers and sisters, in our condition today, which we've been clearly told is the Laodicean condition, our greatest need is for a revival. But we've had a prophet raised up for us. And if there's many ways to analyze the ministry of Ellen White, but if we look at it from one angle, the emphasis of the truths that are contained in the spirit of prophecy have to do with pointing us back to Bible history. The first quote that we started this study from, Selected Messages, Book 3, referred us to 1 Corinthians 10, 11, all these things happen to them for in samples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. This is what Ellen White did in her ministry. Further in that quote, it says, the Bible has accumulated and bound up together its treasures for this last generation. All the great events and solemn transactions of Old Testament history have been and are repeating themselves in the church in these last days. In Gideon's time, when they were in the Laodicean condition, when they were oppressed by Midian, they finally cried out to the Lord. The Lord sent them the prophet, and the prophet, in Gideon's story, said, look to Bible history. Bible history is where your safety is. And in our day and age, we have the prophetic ministry, and over again, the emphasis of the spirit of prophecy is look to Bible history. If you're going to understand the future, understand the past. Life Sketches, page 196, says, we have nothing to fear for the future, except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us and his teaching in our past